The stars and stripes flapped in the breeze as clear blue skies and warm autumn sun welcomed Longmont's Veterans Day Parade. Thousands of residents lined the streets to honor veterans and watch the parade as it rolled down Main Street. As the parade went by, families cheered in support, children waved tiny American flags and community members extended hands to thank veterans for their service to the U.S. Classic Car Clubs and high school marching bands joined representatives from veterans of foreign wars, the American Legion, churches and nonprofits like the Veteran Community Project to march with fanfare for American military service. I'm proud to be a veteran. To be honored by my community and to come back, it's a good thing to see people still have that sense of patriotism, said Nathan French, retired gunnery sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps, or USMC. Veterans Day, once called Armistice Day, honors the World War I ceasefire on the 11th hour of the 11th day of 1918, according to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. Longmont's parade began at 11:11 a.m. to commemorate that moment. President Woodrow Wilson declared November 11 as Armistice Day in 1919 as a day to commemorate the end of World War I. President Dwight D. Eisenhower later would change the holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day in 1954 to honor all American veterans. Arlen Ostrander, a retired U.S. Navy veteran, didn't see much of the parade from Roosevelt Park. Ostrander was busy helping set up United Church of Christ Longmont's second safe storage giveaway, but he was happy to know the crowds came out for the parade. I was a Vietnam vet, so we didn't get much recognition, but it's great. I'm glad they had a parade again to honor our veterans, Ostrander said. After the parade, American Legion Post 32 hosted a lunch at 315 South Bowen Street for local veterans and the high school marching bands that participated in the parade. The American Legion also hosted a free roast beef dinner at 6 p.m. for all veterans, regardless of Legion membership. Guided Hope, a Berthoud-based nonprofit started by Karen and Guy Scoma, marched in the Veterans Day Parade along with their family and volunteers. It's great to see them, that the kids can come out and celebrate them and, veterans, can feel the love of the community, Karen Scoma said. Though not veterans themselves, both the Scomas' fathers served in the military and Karen Scoma's brother currently serves in the U.S. Marine Corps. The Scomas started their nonprofit to provide service and community in a farm setting. Marching in the parade was another way for the Scomas' nonprofit to honor and serve those who serve the country, she said. Veterans Day commemoration continues into the evening with the Heart of the Community Business After Hours fundraiser at the Hilton Garden Inn, 470 South Martin Street. The fundraiser benefits the Front Range Community College Foundation Jerome Lewis Memorial Fund, which provides scholarships for military veterans. Cocktails and appetizers accompany music and raffle prizes in a collaboration from the Longmont Area Chamber of Commerce, Chamber Student Network and Latino Chamber of Commerce of Boulder County. To support the well-being of local veterans, the Community Foundation Boulder County announced $9,423 in grants from its Veterans Fund today. The grants on Veterans Day support Cultivate, Qualified Listeners Corp. and Hope. Today the Community Foundation Boulder County joins the collective salute to honor the men and women who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces, said Tatiana Hernandez, CEO of the Community Foundation. We are proud to recognize the service of the nearly 14,000 Boulder County veterans. Their unique experiences, perspectives, and leadership are vital to the community in all aspects of community life.